Looking Forward.
Hello, welcome to this edition of Looking Forward with me, Rina Joshi.
And with me, Victor Arafev. Hello, everybody.
Well, Victor just returned from Paris, and Victor is a famous writer, of course, here in Russia, and he publishes his books both in Russia and outside of Russia, in France specifically. And we decided to discuss the literary moods in France now. And especially Victor told me about the book called Submission by Michel Houellebecq, which is now very, very popular in France and read by a lot of people. Right, Victor?
Yes, yes. I must tell you that Michel Houellebecq is my dear friend, and I like his way of being and his way of writing. He is someone very cool, I would say, very cool, and this book is probably the coolest among all his books, means it is smart, deep, serious, at the same time with a lot of irony.
Well, Michel Houellebecq is also known as l'enfant terrible of the French literature. So why is that? Tell us a bit more. Do you agree with that or not,
yes,
by the way?
I think that every good writer should be enfant terrible of his own or her own literature, it, just because it's a new way of seeing the world. And, of course, when you see it differently, you start immediately to be enfant terrible. At the same time, it's very interesting, but sometimes you are enfant terrible for happy few.
That is true. And
sometimes for the whole nation.
Agree,
and,
yes.
And Houellebecq is very popular there in France. And, you know, when I was there just 2 weeks ago, and in Paris, underground, in metro, I saw a lot of people reading Submission, his book.
Okay,
it's impressive.
What makes it so interesting, Dan? Let's talk about this book itself. The book, his latest book, is called Submission. Yeah, what is it about? Why is it so attractive? How does it relate to what's happening? And does it, in fact, have any connection with current events?
I have one idea. Let's talk to Irene, who is with us, because she's French and she knows very well French literature and Russian literature as well. And I think probably she will help us to understand what's going on with Houellebecq in France.
Okay, let's do that. Irene Zajonchek with us on the phone line. She's a translator and expert in literature.
She's a very special translator. She's interpreter of French ambassadors, of French president, and also she works sometimes from time to time for Mr. Putin.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah, so indeed, it's very, very special.
Yeah.
So, Irene, over to you. Tell us a bit more about this book and its popularity.
He's a popular writer, of course, but you know, the book was published in the beginning on January. You remember the story of Charlie Hebdo,
this, of course, sure,
cartoonist who were, they were killed. And at the same moment, the book of Michel Houellebecq was published, so it was really quite interesting. It worked like a prophetic, you know. I don't know how to tell it. It's a sort of prophecy, you know, being suddenly incarnated in France. And he's very famous. For me, this book is a sort of George Orwell, 1984, or even Aldous Huxley. I think it's a book of that level, you understand? And the fact that it was published at that moment, the reason I think is so popular. And another, I think, very important thing is that it's a book on French phobia of foreign occupation. And it was at the right moment because occupation, okay, but the French people know how to resist. It's also a book on resistance. And I think it's a very good book for reflection. And this is, I think, why people now are raging a lot in the metro, in the underground.
Yeah.
Victor just told us about that.
Explains,
I think it's
it,
because it's very popular, and they think it's at the right moment this book was published.
Looking Forward.
Well, certainly, Irene explained a lot to us, and the fact that the timing of the book when it came out coincided with something terrible for France, and Irene just compared Michel Houellebecq with George Orwell here. We forgot to mention one thing here. I mean, he says in his book that there will be a Muslim president in France in 2022, right? So this is something that, I guess, sparks, again, controversy and a lot of interest towards this book.
Yeah, but you know, it's a thought, I don't know how to explain this. He said that West is lost because of his individual freedoms. And it's a book on Islamic civilization, was based on domination and order. You understand? He tried to explain that our Western civilization is exhausted, but we can't resist. And I think it's a very optimistic book. It's not pessimistic at all. I think it's a very good and very subtle book on French psychology. And there is no Islamophobia at all in this book.
I agree with you. It's really a book where he describes, I mean, the author, Muslim religion with a lot of interest and nothing bad about his ideas about the religion of Muslims. He didn't say anything bad about that.
But how was this book received by the critics?
You know, a lot of polemics, but Victor, you just came back from Paris, you can tell this. It's very interesting because it's a sort of old people talking about that. So, Victor, you can explain that, success.
Yes. Well, success.
Success, I mean, in the reflection, polemics, and so on.
Yes. Well, we also could start the polemics because you said it's an optimistical book. I would say that it is rather pessimistical. It depends.
Of course.
You know, optimistical because Ulbeck could find this theme and explained it. He is a very talented author, and I was impressed by it. Well, let's talk about the book. There is some French professor of literature in Sorbonne who loves Huysmans and his novel Aurebourg. And it is a very nice French atmosphere of this professor who loves good food, good girls, and so on and so on. At the same time, he doesn't believe in God. And he is quite satisfied with this. But the political situation in France, and now we are coming to the future, means it is in the future. It is like that there is alternative. Or it will be the National Front of Marine Le Pen, or it will be the gathering of democratical parties. And in this gathering, a new so-called Muslim party entered. And now we see this, I would say, very tough decision of the French opinion to be with whom, with which party, on the right or with Muslims. And Ulbeck is fantastic there because he said that all these stereotypes of French people against National Front is such that they would prefer a party which is new, unknown, but
well,
still,
that is called a protest vote.
Yes, correctly. But this protest vote start to be a very dangerous vote.
That's right. That's a dangerous tendency because people do not reason. People follow their emotions here.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. And not only emotions, but also prejudice.
That's right.
But at the very end, it is like a poem about a man who doesn't believe in God, but finally, through his connections with other professors and so on and so on, he understood the Muslim religion is the best in the world. And it is not done with humor. It's done very carefully with the idea that for many people in the world, it's totally true. Right, Irene?
Yes. I agree. It's exactly.
Tell me more. Are you going to be Muslim after the reading of this book?
I'm Christian. I know.
You are even not Christian. You are Orthodox. I know.
I'm Orthodox. I'm Christian. Besides, it's Lenten time now. So it's very good that we talk about this very high ideas. And I think it's very... No, why I like Welbeck, because I think he's the guy who, you know, obliges us to have a sort of really reflection on very important ideas just now. And there's more in 1 year and a half. We'll have the presidential election. And of course, many people think that Welbeck is defending Marine Le Pen, which is completely absurd.
Some people were saying that, in fact, in this book, actually writing this book and publishing it, he gave her the present. That's the present to Marine Le Pen. That's the thing. Well, by actually publishing it, and people will be reading it and leaning towards her, you know? figurative sense, of course.
Yes, people think like that, but I don't think that it's like, no. Okay, of course you can have different interpretation, but my interpretation is that it's not the case. And I don't know what, because now I came back to Russia, so I was in Paris 2 weeks ago. We met with Viktor Yerofeyev in Paris.
Yeah, we had a very nice lunch, by the way, in the fish bar and with the oysters, and it was very good to sit with you there in Paris. And it is beginning of spring in Paris, and you know what is impressing, that birds are singing already there. It's very nice. Paris is nice in February.
Looking forward with Viktor Yerofeyev and Marina Joshi.
Irene, tell me, it's very interesting what Marina said. I mean, our Marina, not Marina Le Pen.
Marina,
our Marina said that it could be a present for...
Of course.
Do you believe that really Marine Le Pen is happy reading this book? What do you think about
it? I'm not sure, because, you know, I don't know Marine Le Pen. And she's so, you know... They try to simplify all things. I think that life is more complicated. So I don't know. For me, this book is really very complex thing, and it's trying to tell us that we have to resist. You understand? And it's trying to explain that Islam without violence can attract people because it's simple, you know, and from the religious point of view.
It's simple and it's harmonical, by the way. Already, when after the book, I start to think that it's really interesting that Muslim religion accept the world, tel quel, like French say, the way it is. It's very interesting. Irene, one more question. When did you start to like Ulbeck?
Time ago, since the beginning, you know. Maybe it's six books, so now it's 15 years, maybe. Since the beginning. Yeah. And then the Particule Élémentaire, La Presqu'île, I don't know, in English. Well, anyway, all his books are very, very interesting, I think, that.
Well, that's definitely giving food for thought, as they say, and as Irene said.
Exactly. He's always saying that he's not intellectual, but for me,
intellectual. As Irene said, things are not as simple as they seem on the surface. They are more complex, and it's important to read between the lines, you know.
And I must tell you that really, I spent a lot of time with him in Paris and in Moscow, and Michel is very interesting. And one day when my daughter was born in Paris, we drank champagne with Ulbeck.
You remember,
5 o'clock in the morning.
So it's 8 years ago.
Yes.
Your daughter is 8 years old.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
But you know what I find very interesting in him? That he does not defend any political regime, you know. His motto is, I think, irresponsibility. But irresponsibility, you know, in the very large sense. You understand what I mean?
Yes, yes. Well, okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Irene. And
and Marina.
Thank you, Irene.
And thanks for your call.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much, Irene, and wishing you a great day. That was Irene Zajonček, who is a translator and not an ordinary one, is a very, very special one. In many ways, as Viktor said earlier, she translates at a lot of high-profile functions, and she's an expert in literature as well. So we discussed today the book called Submission by the French writer Michel Houellebecq. This is a new book, and it has already grabbed a lot of attention, and it's very popular and very widely read in France now. So this is what we talked about today with Viktor and Irene.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Looking forward.